In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are very thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Have you noticed what's important? There are so many things that are so important in your lives. You have to get this done, take care of this, make sure this bill gets paid, make sure they're off to school, make sure you get to work on time, make sure that everyone appreciates you when you're at work, make sure you get your deadlines done, make sure you pay your taxes, make sure you file on time, make sure that the rent's paid, the mortgage is paid, make sure that all these things happen so your life doesn't fall apart. And then you realize that, well, none of that really mattered. So what were you all stressed out about before? What were you thinking about before? What took priority in your life before? And now as you're shifting into a new awareness of who you truly are and what's really important, we'd like to ask you a simple question. What's important now? Well, what was important before was never really important, was it? It never meant anything. And as you look back at it from this perspective, you can see easily that none of that ever mattered. So it was the illusion of importance. The illusion that you had to effort and struggle and do things you didn't want to do just to get things done, just to get things you thought were important done, accomplished, achieved in some way, in order to prop up your idea of who you think you should be. And now that all of that has taken a different priority, now that all of that stuff you can see from this perspective never mattered anyway, what's important now? Well, if nothing was really important back then nothing is really important now either. If you really didn't have to care about all that minutia back then, well, you don't have to care about anything now. Nothing is important. And we will say to you that possibly you might assume that your alignment is important. And we'll say, no, it's not. It's not important. It's something you might prefer. It's something you might think of as, well, if I feel better, isn't that a good thing? And we'll say, yes, it's a good thing, but feeling bad is not a bad thing either. Nothing matters. Nothing is important. Don't stress over any of it. What people think of you doesn't matter. How you are being doesn't matter. What you are believing in doesn't matter. You don't need to erase your limiting beliefs. You don't need to make your beneficial beliefs that much more intense. It'll all work out. But when you stress over what you think you need to do in order to get to where you think you need to go, you are simply taking a detour from becoming who you truly are. And even becoming who you truly are doesn't matter. Because if you do it in this lifetime, fantastic. If you do it in the next lifetime, fantastic. If you do it 100 lifetimes from now, fantastic. If you never, ever, ever do it, not once in a million lifetimes, just as good. It will not matter because when you transition to the non-physical, everything that you've experienced in this physical reality will carry forth to your perspective in the non-physical. And you will get the benefit of all of the sifting and sorting, of all of the obstacles, of all of the manifestation events, of all of the illusion of who you were not, you see. And so there's a choice you can make. There's a choice to perceive that everything is important, or there's a choice to perceive that nothing's important. And the pursuit of nothing importance or of not caring is counter to what you've been taught. It's counter to your basic beliefs. And we say, play with that idea a little more. It is not important. It is not important. It doesn't matter. It will never matter. Nothing is that big of a deal. There is no achievement that you need to achieve or to complete in this lifetime. If you can simply get to the state of going with the flow of what is happening, to a state of some acceptance, a state of a little bit less resistance, you will simply feel better. That is your natural state of being. This is the state you existed in as you were born into this reality. There is nothing you need to achieve that state because that is your natural state. It's your natural birthright. And so all of the layers of things you think are important are stacked upon that natural state. And as you peel away the layers of what you think is important, that natural state of well-being will emerge. And when you get to that state, you will never want to go back stressing or efforting or struggling over anything. Because in the stress, in the effort, and in the struggle, you lose sight of what's important. And what's important is nothing. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Arno.
I wanted to talk to you and get your perspective on what I've been experiencing over the past few days. So I've been ill with what probably is the coronavirus, I expect. It's been up and down, and I'm not experiencing any alarm symptoms like some people. So, what I through the days is I've had really crippling anxiety attacks that have literally floored me to my bed. Just moments felt really unwell where. Just my whole body was felt like dead, and I was wondering. So throughout the whole week, I've really been trying to as much in alignment as I could. Just try to go with the flow when I was in the moments of really deep feeling, really unwell, body shaking and fever. I was just trying to be in the moment and thinking that this would pass. And to soothe myself. But I was also wondering what this meant from an energetic point of view. It felt, at times I was thinking like it felt like energy going through my body. I mean, like waves. It feels like waves. And I hear from the spiritual perspective sometimes, I hear people who talk about upgrading DNA or various kind of metaphors like this. And I was wondering what was happening from that energetic perspective, and also what maybe I can do better to ease that those moments.
There is much we would like to say about this, but what we have to say will tend to influence your belief system. And so if you think about your belief system as it is right now, being the perfect belief system for going through exactly what you're going through, that your belief system does not need to be altered. Yet you perceive that if I had a different belief system, if I had actual knowledge of exactly what was going on right now, then I could feel better. And so still you're asking for something outside of you to make you feel something you do not feel now. You want the feeling of relief, and you're asking in this time of effort and struggle and pain and suffering to get some relief. And this is a natural byproduct of your survival instinct. It is what you are doing, whether you are sick or whether you are well. If you were perceiving yourself, say, 3 months ago in your job, and you had some manifestation event going on, some obstacle to overcome, you would also seek to ease that obstacle. And you might even say that obstacle is wrong. And you might even say that this sickness is wrong. And you say, I would be better off without the sickness. And this is just using your imagination to perceive that something wrong is happening and that it should not be there. And as you are doing this, you're simply acting again as a victim. You're regressing, not regressing, but you're choosing the victim mentality or the old approach to life. So in asking this question, you're asking for us to impart a new set of beliefs to you or some new information that will help you ease what you're going through right now. So let's say that your set of beliefs that you're going through right now is perfect. and you can choose your perspective. And so if you choose the perspective that this obstacle, this event is for your benefit, but yet you do not know exactly how it is, you can play around with the imagination. You can say, okay, this virus is coming to me now to go through my system and to reorganize the priority of the body, to bring in something that the body is asking for, that the body needs, to adjust the well-being of the body, the resistant nature, or we wouldn't say resistant, we would say more of the immune system upgrade. And so the immune system is now upgraded to be able to handle or incorporate the virus in a state of well-being. And so the virus comes in to assist in the upgrade of this immune system. This could be how you perceive it. We are not saying that this is what it is. We do not want to influence you with a new set of beliefs, because we want you, from this point now where you exist, in knowing more about the laws of the universe, to start using what you know to allow yourself to move through events such as this, any manifestation event, to come on the other side of it with less resistance while you're going through it. So if your choice of perspective is that this is an invasion of a virus in your body to do damage, then you will be in resistance of what is happening. If you choose to perceive that this is a benevolent organism that you've attracted in order to have an upgrade to your immune system, to be one of the first who have recovered, and then to go forth in love to share what you've learned, what you've understand, your new perspective with other people who may or may not be going through it. Those who are going through it are going through a manifestation event on their own, but those countless others are existing in a state of fear, worried that something from the outside will invade them. There's two choices of perspective: the choice of perspective of the victim perceiving that bad things can happen to them, or the perspective of the creator realizing that anything that comes to you is for you and that you've attracted it for a specific purpose, a beneficial purpose. And so as this comes to you, what could the beneficial purpose be? It could be an upgrade to your immune system. It could be realizing what your priorities in life are. It could be realizing how good it feels when your body is optimally processing the day's event. It could be to show you that your stress levels were not necessary before and were not beneficial to the body's allowance of well-being. There are so many benefits from all these things that are happening, whether they happen to you actually or whether you fear them from happening to you. Because even in the fear of something happening to you, it allows you to choose your perspective. Are you going to choose the perspective of the victim or the perspective of the creator? And so as you go through it with less resistance, you become an example of less resistance to others. And that will be of benefit not only to you, because now you can see yourself from a higher perspective. You were chosen. You are the chosen one. You are here on this call. This call is being broadcast to thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the world with the same fears that you had prior to this event. And as you go through it in alignment, in asking friends for help, in going through waves of energy, in explaining it from a perspective of the creator and not the victim, you allow others to see the benefit of your journey. And this is true of all of you, not just in these times, but in any possible manifestation event. That's the benefit of what's happening now. You do not need to control any of it, whether it's us telling you what it is, or whether it is some kind of quick fix, or removing the symptoms, or resisting it and trying to control it. The optimal activity is to find your alignment as much as you can, whenever you can, as you're going through it, and then let inspiration flow to you. And so we ask you this: in those times of alignment, during this struggle, during the suffering that you're going through. Have you received any inspiration?
I have. I've had various. So I've much tried to adopt the creator approach, as you said, although I have been in fearsome and I've acknowledged that and I've tried to re-bring myself into alignment, but I've also tried to see the benefits of this experience. So to give you an example, on Saturday when I had this really sort of anxiety type attack, I really savored the relief that happened afterwards. So it made me really value that relief and well-being. I've had various inspiration to share my experience, how I'm feeling, and trying to soothe as well other people. For my thought is that some people may not have the benefit of looking at it from a higher perspective, and therefore may need some assistance to be in alignment, or whatever things I can share with them could help them keep the alignment that they need.
What is one symptom that you've experienced that has not been talked about?
The uncontrollable shaking of my body. That's been a symptom. And
what about the anxiety that you felt?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. I mean, I imagine that.
Yes. And have others been talking about that? Or is that not considered part of what is to be expected? And yet you are experiencing it. You are experiencing it. And this is something that you can share with others, because those who are even more in fear are likely to experience anxiety before they get it, while they get it, and even after they get it. Though they have the anxiety that, oh, they might succumb to it. They have the anxiety while they're in it. And they may have the anxiety that they could relapse. And you are in the perfect place, spiritually speaking, to talk about this. And this is what we talk about when your specific journey is the thing that you can discuss, because you are going through that specific journey and it's for you. And there are others who will follow that journey. And for you to be able to express how you felt honestly and authentically about the experience that you're going through, you can help others to move through their process as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so then, can you see now the benefit of your experience?
Yeah, absolutely.
And would you want to trade or change your experience?
No, I'm going through the experience with, from the start, I've just really been trying to go with the flow of it. And, but these moments of resistance, I need to acknowledge, because they are part of the experience as well. And just, they help me to find new ways to reach my balance and maybe, face some fears that I may have, you know, it's beneficial as well in that sense, where I'm maybe facing some fears that I might put aside before because I didn't have to face them.
And what kind of fears are those?
Well, vulnerability, loss, loss of life, obviously. I mean, that sort of thing, or just the vulnerability of the body, really.
The vulnerability of the body because of what? Because of the illusion of individuality, the illusion of isolation, the illusion that you're on your own by yourself, having to scratch your way through a malevolent system that is designed to kill you at every point, rather than the perception of oneness and well-being and support and love that is the true basis of the system. And so as you exist on your own now without being able to support yourself, you reach out for the first time to others who are there to support you. And in that is the vulnerability you're talking about. It's not the vulnerability that you could succumb to a disease. It's the vulnerability that you need the assistance of others, that you need to rely on others, that you are worthy of others coming to your rescue or coming to your help in times of need. That has always been there, but you've never allowed for that. You've always wanted to stand on your own and be your own person and prove yourself worthy instead of being vulnerable and letting everyone else know that you need their support, that you crave their support, that you are worthy of their support. And in doing that, you are open to supporting them as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And this
very true
exact manifestation event is there to show you that you are loved and supported more than you can ever imagine, by more than you could ever count.
Excellent. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next? This is going to be a very short conversation.
I have a question.
Excellent.
Joshua, what's the best way to honor the moment and the process while streamlining this this position of being where we're accepting, honoring, loving, and seeing the love in everything?
So why again, would you want to streamline the process? Because you want to make it quicker.
Right, because I already see I'm changing the conditions.
Very good.
In the moment.
Very good.
So then how can I honor the moment more?
You can allow any moment to come to you. You can be happy that any moment comes. You can have a greatest fear and then change your perspective on that fear and say, if it comes to me, I'm very excited for it to come because I know that I will grow through that experience in a way that I intended prior to my birth. And as I move through that experience and get to the other side of it, I will come to a place of perspective that I could not have come to if this thing I fear so much didn't come. And this is the stance of non-resistance. This is the stance of love and acceptance. This is the effective way to move through your reality as you intended prior to your birth to discover who you truly are, your superpowers, your talents, your natural attributes, your natural aptitude to certain conditions. You see, from your non-physical place, you said, I am going to come forth into this reality to explore something that has never been explored before in the history of time. And I'm going to do it in a way that will present limiting beliefs and challenges and opportunities and obstacles and manifestation events in order to create the trajectory that without resistance will lead me to where I intended to explore. And yet you know coming in that fear is a part of physical reality. And that if you adopt a limiting belief, you are going to be triggered by certain situations that point out that limiting belief. And you are going to feel fear and you're going to create desires based in that fear, which is a good thing because this is what creates your trajectory. Yet, you've come here now. You understand this information, but you have a lot of deep programming, deep limiting beliefs. And so as you just simply go with the flow of what's happening, realize what your emotions are telling you, realizing that you're feeling fear and that fear is based on an illusion of reality, not the true reality, you can process the limiting beliefs. You can process the limit. If you feel fear, it's an illusion. It's based on a limiting belief. That limiting belief is there because you don't have all the information. There's missing information. As you go through the event, you will gain information in that process, and you'll come to a new place where you no longer feel negative emotion. Why don't you feel negative emotion? Because the belief has been altered due to the influence of or income of new information that you did not have. And so now, from a higher perspective, you don't see the illusion, you see the reality. Yet you had to go through that to process that limiting belief. And that limiting belief is only the limiting belief that you're having today. It doesn't matter about yesterday or tomorrow.
Everything you're saying makes perfect sense. And when I'm in meditation, which right now, I mean, it's like up to 2 hours a day, sporadic, it makes perfect sense. And I feel that transmutation, you know, from a place of love into my belief system. My question is this, and I know that Gary meditates. Am I literally going to have to spend the next 2 or 3 months like sitting in meditation 2, 3, 4 hours a day?
Because 15 minutes a day is all you need.
Yeah, but I need more.
You need more because you're trying to control it through meditation.
No, it's just I'm not feeling it. I'm not like if I get a piece of paper and pen out, I mean, I might as well just be talking to the wind. It's when I'm sitting in there and feeling it. And then I feel like honestly, like my DNA is changing. But I'm like, more and more, I find myself more and more in a meditation. I have to live in this three-dimensional reality.
Do you meditate just for the sheer pleasure of it?
No.
No, you meditate to try and control
reality. No, it's not a chore for me. It's like eating for me now at this point. You know, I like it and I have to do it, but I don't find it at all displeasure. I don't find it like, oh, it's not like one of those things like, oh, I hate working out. I got to work out. No, I really, really enjoy it.
Well, this is what we asked you. Do you meditate for the joy of it?
I don't know if I would call it joy. I would call it, you know, part and parcel of what like is making me. Yeah. What's giving me joy for sure. Yeah.
We have released 10 meditations.
Right.
The meditations are available on different streaming services. Right. It gives a count of which meditation is most popular. Mm-hmm. Which meditation do you think of our 10 meditations is the most popular one?
I guess joy.
The most popular one you would think would be joy. However, the most popular one is financial abundance.
Oh, okay.
Because everyone, including Gary, uses that meditation to increase their financial abundance.
Okay.
They're trying to make a outcome out of their time spent meditating. Mm-hmm. And that is another form of control. So is meditation important? Not at all. Is it fun? Sure, sometimes it is. Is it enjoyable? Sure, sometimes it is. Is it effort? Yes, sometimes it is. It is what it is. But if you're using it for any form of control at work, any form of control at all, it will not work, you see. It is simply something to be enjoyed and pleasurable in a relaxed state, not meaning anything. Well, now, if you think that people are using meditation to control or create outcomes, what about every other aspect of their entire life? Every other aspect is some form of control. The way they dress, the way they speak on the phone, the way they sign off on their emails, the way they are careful not to have misspellings in their text messages.
I find inspiration, though. I do find inspiration.
And you do, and that's a wonderful thing. And that is a higher level thing. But still, the inspiration is also simply for pleasure. Not to get anything done, not to affect any outcome. And so we say it's simply a practice, a back and forth practice of realizing where you are, of what is important, of what
why is it a bad thing? This morning I had to read a bunch of emails, and had I not done my half hour meditation, I would have been so triggered. And then afterwards I was like, oh my God, these emails are just rolling over my shoulders. I get it that it's I'm controlling an outcome. And I'm getting that it's so beneficial. You know, why do they have to live mutually exclusive?
They don't have to live mutually exclusive. In fact, without the needing of an outcome so that your emails get done quicker, you actually become even more effective while you're meditating. And inspiration flows easier. So imagine that you're Superman. You can see through buildings. Mm-hmm. You are stronger than the strongest man. You can fly around the world. And yet, and this is who you truly are, and yet who you're being is one who is
scared,
who is one who is doing only minute stuff, lifting up a big pillar that four other men couldn't do. you see, just doing it in order to make money at it, doing it in order to get appreciation from others, not doing it because the sheer joy of the power that flows through Superman, but doing it in order to affect some outcome, to scratch out some meager existence.
Okay.
Who you truly are is Superman, is beyond what you think you are, is at a level beyond what you could even perceive. And yet you are using your superpowers in order to affect outcomes that you think will make you feel better, will make you feel more relaxed, will make you feel calm. The illusion is that you could do anything to make you feel anything. You could simply feel calm, feel easy, and then be inspired to the next enjoyable thing. But this is not how you're programmed, and so it will take a little bit of practice.
Okay.
It'll take a little practice, but 2, 3, 4 hours of meditation is simply either efforting and struggling or hiding out.
Yeah, I get it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Very good. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm always lost for how to actually phrase it with a question, but so I see a lot of social media posts right now about how this, and you know, Joshua said this too, like this is a nice time to slow down, be indoors. And I find myself being a little pissed off every time I see something like this, because I am not getting quiet time indoors. I'm getting very loud, noisy, hectic, little boys tired of being around me. Could you speak to that, please?
So then, are you creating some desires? Are you creating a new perspective?
Yes.
And when life returns to normal, won't it be nice when things get back to normal? But will you fall into the same things that irritated you before? Or will you see things from a new perspective? You see, these little boys are only going to be these little boys for these little few days. And at the end of this, they will not be the same little boys. They will be completely different, you see. And in 10 years, you're going to look back at this time that you had them to yourself to play with and to talk to and to and to keep entertained, even though it was exhausting at the time. 10 years from now, you will not think this, you will not even remember the annoyances at all. You will simply think of it as one of the most loving, special, close times that you've ever experienced in your life. And you won't remember any of the manifestation events that came along, because obviously your belief system will be altered by this experience. And you will elevate your perspective as you move through, and you'll have more information. And so in the moment when things seem to be on edge or loud or busy or noisy, this is truly what you want. And the illusion is that you would like something different, you see. But you can't have this experience if it isn't a perfect match to you. And so in a state of non-resistance, in total acceptance of what was, you would feel no negative emotion whatsoever. The negative emotion comes from your perception that things should be different than they are. But things are how they are for a reason. And so there's resistance to things how being as they are. There's some resistance, and this is what causes the slight negative emotion. The slight thinking things should be different than they are. The wishing things were back to how they used to be, you see. It's all a perspective. Now, imagine, and we're not saying this is possible at all. We're just saying use your imagination to imagine that this is the most special time in your life. That these weeks will be building memories and connections and relationships and altering your perspective and altering your priority in life that will have so much benefit to it. And that there's two ways to move through this: in slight resistance to it, or in less resistant to it, or in absolutely no resistance to it, And we will say that absolutely no resistance to it is as impossible as total resistance to it from your perspective. So it's simply a game between a little bit of resistance or a little bit of non-resistance. And so resistance is simply a perspective, a choice of perspective. That resistance says it could be better, or it used to be better, or it should be better than it is right now. This is your choice of perspective at every single moment that you ever go through. If you go to the ice cream store and they're out of chocolate ice cream, you can rant and rave. Yet there are 50 other flavors. And if they're out of chocolate, it's because this is an experience for you to get where you intended to go, to try another flavor, you see. And so you can go in there and you can say, oh, they're out of chocolate. That means I'm here to try another flavor. Which one should I try? In total exuberance. That's non-resistance. In perceiving that something should be different than it is, you're just saying, I'm out of chocolate ice cream, or they're out of chocolate ice cream, and the world has come to an end. Or something softer than that. They're out of chocolate ice cream. Why does this always happen to me? Or something softer than that. They're out of chocolate ice cream. Damn, I wish there was chocolate ice cream. Well, maybe there will be chocolate ice cream next time. I guess I'll have something else with chocolate in it. Or total acceptance. Good, they're out of chocolate ice cream. That's excellent, because now I know the universe has lined me up, inspired me to come to this ice cream store, knowing that there was no chocolate ice cream, knowing that I would have to make another decision. I'm totally excited by what this is leading me towards, you see. This is not true just of this time in your life now. This is true of every single moment. Every time something happens that you did not see coming, it's there for a reason, because the conditions are always perfect to lead you where you want to go. So now, if you look back in your life and thought about all the times where you resisted what was happening, and as you look at every single part of that journey, you see it from a new perspective, you never had to resist all the whole way. Is there anything wrong with resistance? Absolutely not. Except that it doesn't feel good. It's not as empowering. It's not as effective. But there's nothing wrong with that. If you would like to lead a more joyful, fun, exciting, exhilarating, and fast-paced life to become who you truly are, well, then you just think about easing the resistance where you can. And when you can't, don't worry about it, because it's not important. Do you understand how making something important adds to the layers of heaviness on your life? And yeah. As you take things as less important, and as you really embrace the moment now, your natural state of being is joy. And isn't joy more pleasurable? And that's all joy's worth. It's just because it's more pleasurable. There's nothing need to be attained. You aren't a better person because you're experiencing more joy. You're just living life as you intended. So go on. There's something more. There's something more in there.
Well, I think I'm just so annoyed with the lawmakers who decided that it was better for my kids to be away from all other children and to be locked up in my house right now.
Do the lawmakers control you?
That's my limiting belief right now, is that my
freedom. Do you control the lawmakers? This law, or we should say this suggestion, mm-hmm. and we'll actually say that all laws are suggestions, this suggestion is out there. It's out there. It's in your reality. Mm-hmm. But you get to choose what it means to you. Now, if you called up another family with their kids and said, why don't we have a play date? What would be the outcome there?
Well, we're new here, so I don't know anyone, but...
Are you on social media at all?
Yeah.
If you put out a thing, does anyone in the area where you live know anyone with any little kids who would like to play? What are the odds that somebody would have something?
I would be optimistic about that.
If you found another family who you contacted and said, would you like to come and play with my kids? What do you think they would say?
He's talking.
Oh, this is so annoying. Oh, no, we'll have to edit this out. Oh, this is the worst thing ever. Oh, we're with you on those lawmakers. How we could have had this conversation. They would have been in school. Oh, it's ruining the whole thing. Oh, no.
It's not funny. I can't remember the question you asked me, Joshua.
If you reached out to another family who had two children your age and said, why don't you come over and have a play date, what would they say?
I don't know. My guess is like, let's meet outside instead.
Excellent. Whatever it is. But you have to understand that your imagination of what they would say is what they would say. Because it has to be for you. If you have any wobble around that, well, the inspiration to contact Facebook or contact whatever social media to find out anyone, your wobble is inside of that. So if you're assuming that no one would ever want to play with your kids because they could, something bad could happen to them, well, then you're just living in an illusion of reality that does not exist.
And yeah, so, I didn't even think about trying to contact anybody.
So, well, because you couldn't, because the belief system was not there because there's too much wobble, you see. Mm-hmm. So after maybe some meditating, after getting into alignment, and after saying, ooh, what would be the most exciting, fun thing we could do now, irregardless of the rules set in place, the thing that you could do would come to you based on the belief systems that you have now, you see. And then as that idea comes to you, fear pops up and you can push past that fear to do whatever you're inspired to do without regard to anything else, because you are the creator of your reality, you see. Mm-hmm. And so if you're the creator of reality, then you created these rules that are in place for your own benefit so that you could get over this resistance about outside forces controlling your reality. Do you see? Mm-hmm. Because the animosity to what is going to cast blame either on yourself, on someone else, on society, or on government, wherever it is. And this is living life as a victim. Mm-hmm. If you can say, oh, thank God for these rules. It's perfect. Now I get to play within these rules. What do they mean to me? Okay, this is where I feel beneficial beliefs. This is where I feel limiting beliefs. This is where I feel some animosity. What's the limiting belief that causes me to feel that animosity? This is the belief that I need to soften in order to discover my true power, you see. Humanity in lockdown is living life as victims. Not that that's a bad thing, but everyone's perceiving that outside forces, whether it's the virus or the government or what their neighbors might think of them, is controlling the reality. Well, they get to see that for the first time ever. But that has always been the case. Since you are not the victim of reality, you're the creator of reality, that's always been an illusion. And then an illusion has come forth in whatever intensity it is to show you how you're being. And so that you can come through this and see everything from a higher perspective. If you're the creator of your reality, you created everything, including those rules and how you respond to those rules. And do the rules apply to you? Well, if they do, that's wonderful. And if they don't, that's wonderful. You choose what applies to you because you're the creator of your reality. Now, some will say that this is an irresponsible thing for us to say, but it is true and everyone is abiding by it to some degree. And in fear and judgment, you will say that, no, everyone should obey every law to the letter. And in being the creator of your reality, you would say, I choose how I interact with this reality. And if I perceive something as bad or wrong, then there's something in my belief system that is limiting. It's not actually bad or wrong. It's simply pointing to a limiting belief. If I can internally dial down that belief, that relationship I have to the thing that's bad or wrong will soften, and therefore it will not affect me. And if I'm inspired to do anything, it won't be to run amok. It won't be to break any law. It'll be to operate within my belief system, you see. And it will all work out perfectly. But if you are upset or think you're being controlled or think anything should be different than it is, you are simply noticing a limiting belief. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. So we went to the park a couple days ago and they had closed the playground. But they didn't do a very good job of it. They just put these two sandwich boards on either side of it. And my kids just started playing on it. And I went, oh, they can't read. And there were some other kids playing there too. So that's something I understand. Like, okay, it's a rule. I get to choose whether I follow it. With the school, I mean, I can't send my kid to school while it's closed as an option. So, you know, but I can contact other people. So thank you.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want them to go to school when it's closed.
No.
It wouldn't make sense. But no. You can do what you can do given the belief system. Now, here's the interesting thing, that your belief system forms your vibration, but it isn't the sum total of that vibration, because in that vibration are all the intentions you set prior to your birth, are all the parameters of the time and place of your birth, your name, and all of the experiences that you've lived to that have led you here. So you can't radically offset your beliefs or completely change them, but you can move to more empowering beliefs. And as you do that, you remove the layers of the weight on the life that you're living so that you naturally feel more joy and care less about what anyone else says, whether it's a rule or neighbor or other kids or whatever. You see, you rendezvoused with those kids at that park at that time to let you know it was okay. It's like going to a dance. And is it easier to be the first person dancing? Well, for some of you, it is. But for many of you, you'd rather see other people dancing first before you'll go on to it. That's just getting over or softening a limiting belief. And the universe set that up perfectly to your set of beliefs. And will always do so whenever you're inspired. But maybe next time, you could be the people at the playground first that will allow others who are circling around waiting for someone to start it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
So I think I might have asked this question before, but I feel like I still need clarity on it. It's basically about trauma and how, you know, we humans, we have a nervous system and the things that happen to us at whatever point in our lives, a lot of times in childhood, will kind of continue, like they have momentum. And so, you know, we'll have certain responses to things that get triggered for us. And, you know, there's science to back up basically this idea about trauma and all of that. So what is your perspective on it?
Trauma is a perspective. You could go through something and call it a trauma. Or you could change your perspective. And we'll give you an example. When Gary was 5, he was at a grocery store with his mother and brother. His brother was 3. And as Gary did often, he got separated from his mother in stores. All the time it happened. And so he found the manager, and the manager took him up to the office. And from there, they could see the entire store. So they're looking for his mother, and the manager's calling for the mother. And after a bit of time has gone by, the manager says, "I'm sorry, kid, your mom's not here." And Gary says, "Okay, I'll just walk home." 5 years old, Gary leaves the grocery store and walks home. And along the way, he sees his mother way ahead and he runs up to her. Now, for Gary's life, he called that a trauma. Obviously, this was proof that his mother did not love him. But from his perspective now, he says, well, looking at that, there's a different idea here. Because 7 years later, his mother and father would be divorced, and his mother would leave to go to New York, and he and his brother would stay with his father. When his mother left, there was no terrible trauma in her leaving because it was all set up from this event. And this event allowed him to easily and effortlessly stay with his father, enjoy, and then visit his mother in the summertime, you see. But without that event and other events like that, that you would call traumatic, he couldn't have been created these desires that would allow him to be okay when his mother left, you see. So from his perspective now, he looks at that not as a traumatic thing, but as an event that led him to create a set of beliefs that allowed future events to unfold easily, that could not have unfolded easily if those events did not happen. And so the thing that you think is a trauma is actually a gift. And if you can see it as a gift, because you're the creator and you set it up and you expected it, you were ready for it, you had all the tools you needed to go through it, and other people may have seen it from their perspective and called it a trauma. And we are not saying it's not a trauma, but we're saying that there is a benefit to all of these events. And your perspective labels it. And victims will tend to want to label things as traumatic to explain the flawed life they're living now. And they say, if it wasn't for this event, which I regret or I resent the people involved, my life would be better than it is. And that's using your imagination in a limiting way. Because everything happened to lead you here. And without those, all of those events, the good events that you perceive from a higher perspective and the bad events that you perceive from a limited perspective, without all of them happening, you could not have found your way to every other step in your life. And this life would not exist. And this is the life that does exist. And so where you are now, you are learning more about the laws of the universe. You're learning about how worthy you are, how powerful you are, who you truly are, and what your experience here is designed to do, designed to allow you to explore who you truly are and to add to the tapestry of all that is. Very beneficial stuff going on here, right? But if you regret it, resent it, and perceive that things would be better, then you are acting as a victim of things happen to you. If you're the creator of your reality, and we understand this is difficult to do, but you can take, you can accept that, yes, that journey was difficult. And that journey had experiences that were unpleasant or traumatic, especially to people who are not equipped with them. But if you can be a little bit more honest and understand it, yes, but they led to this and this and this and this, and this journey that I traveled is the journey that I'm going to teach to others that are traveling the same journey, to bring them from fear to love, from confusion to clarity. Clarity is what you want. And you will get clarity as you move forward in this process and practice it. And you will start to look back, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but one year you'll look back and you'll say, I see how this altered the course of my life. And I only understand the course of my life that I lived. I do not understand any other possible courses that did not exist. I'm either using my imagination in an empowering way or a limiting way. And so now, from where I am and the power that I am now and the belief that I'm a creator of my reality, I'm going to choose to reframe this in a softer way. And maybe you can't forgive, maybe you can't be thankful, maybe you can't be grateful for it, but if you can see it as a little bit less traumatic today than you thought of it yesterday, you are moving in the direction of self-discovery. And the satisfaction will come when you can teach others to do the exact same thing. That's when you will understand your power. And when that happens, you're going to feel something you've never felt before. Satisfaction of actually being who you truly are and realizing that you were a brave explorer of reality. And from your non-physical position, you came in to experience certain difficult experiences that led you to move to expanded levels of beingness because you are an amazing explorer of reality that other people could not do the way you have done. To fight and resist what happened is to dwell on it in a limited way. To accept that it happened and the growth that was born out of that and the desires that were born out of that is a more empowering way. And that's your choice. Disempowering or empowering. That's all your choice is. And either choice is fine. Either choice is fine. But we promise you that there's more satisfaction on the empowering choice of perspective. So looking at things from the higher perspective of the creator that you are, the God creator that you are, this will allow you to move more towards your authentic self. And to be transparent in all of it is the first step of authenticity. To be transparent in how you were feeling, what happened, what was the circumstances, and the life that it caused you to leave, that from your perspective, it created, and then the life that you're choosing to live from this point onwards. That life from the day you were born to this moment in time is the life that was created out of your approach to life and your belief system. The life that you are building and creating from this point forward is your choice of perspective. And as you choose higher perspectives, you just evolve clearly, easily, effortlessly, and more with more joy towards the life you intended to live. All of that was perfect as it was because it led you here. And everything you choose from here on in is your choice as either the victim or the creator. That's your choice. You are the creator. And if you can think of it in those terms, you will live a life of more joy, ease, and satisfaction. Is there more? You want to dig at this a little bit?
A little bit. Yeah. So if I say basically what you just said to someone who has,
you don't say it that way because they are not where you are.
They can't hear that, right?
They can't hear it. What you can say is, this is what I experienced. This is what my life was like 2 years before. This is what led up to it. This is how I reacted. And this is what I've learned. They can understand that story.
Right.
In the absolute transparency that it means nothing about you, that it has nothing to do with who you are. Who you are is a limitless and magnificent being of pure positive love and acceptance. That's it. You are worthy. The life that you led, the experiences that you had, do not affect who you are. You are perceiving yourself as the outcome of that life. But you are beyond that. You are beyond the limitation of any possible definition. So that means nothing. You were not bad. You were not good. You were just having experiences. And you had more experiences along the way. And you made choices based on the experiences in your perception of reality at that time. And that led you to this new awareness of who you truly are, the power that is you. And in that, you will receive inspiration to tell a story or to teach something else. But the more transparent you can be, more authentic you can be, how you felt then, how you feel now, what you learned then, what you understand now. As transparent as you can be without the fear of anyone judging you, because they're going through something else. They're going to see you from a different perspective. They're going to still wish it never happened. They're going to still believe bad things happened to them. And you could not tell what we've just told you to anyone else. Why? Because you have come on a journey of understanding who you are, understanding about the laws of the universe and the mechanism of physical reality. So you've arrived at this place of clarity, more clarity than where they are. And so you will have to interpret this in your own words from inspiration that comes through you from a place of acceptance. But you have to get to the acceptance first for the information to come clearly, you see. And there's a reason this life has happened. There's a reason. It's not an accident. It's part of the plan that you put in place from your non-physical perspective. So you can hate the non-physical version of you all you want, but we promise you that you are only doing it from a limited perspective. And when you get past the hate and the hurt and the disempowerment of how you perceived yourself, and realize your worthiness and why you're here and why you have lived this life, how you've gotten here so quickly, you will understand that this is the purpose of your life. This is your soul's purpose. And we promise you, when you start playing around with that soul's purpose, start diving into it, start letting inspiration flow, start being okay with everything, start accepting yourself, you will feel more satisfaction, more ease, more joy than anyone you've ever met in your life, than anyone else there. And you will exist in a state of calm clarity. This is the year of vision and clarity. In order to get a vision, you have to gain clarity. Once you've gained that clarity and understanding who you are and the life experience that you've led, then you will receive the vision for what's next. And if you move towards that vision of what's next, if you move towards who you truly are, we promise all of you, those of you on this call now and those of you who will be listening in the future, if you accept the life that you've lived, accept the present conditions, accept yourself completely, accept all others, and move towards who you truly are in joy by tapping into that inspiring idea, that inspiring stream of thought of love and source consciousness, you will move effortlessly and quickly to a life beyond your wildest dreams. This is true for all of you. You are all wonderful creators. You are all living with some illusion that things outside of you can cause you to feel good or bad. None of that's true. It's all within. Start looking at limiting beliefs. Start being a little bit more authentic, who you truly are, and start acting a little bit more inspiration, and the whole universe will open up to you. And with that, we are complete.
Yay, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Great. Thank you, Gary.
Arnaud, awesome. Keep in contact.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Wonderful.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you would like to support this show, the best thing you can do is subscribe, especially on iTunes. Also, leave your comments and leave your ratings. And that will help us grow this community of people who are interested in law of attraction and the mechanism of physical reality. It'll be cool to spread the word even further. And you can help out by subscribing, leaving your comments, and rating the show. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.